Good morning, everyone. This is a beautiful Monday morning. This is Donna Wollen, and I'm just sitting in for Becky Speed this morning. She is an incredible woman of God and a terrific friend. I've known Becky for a very, very, very long time, and she has been a great sister in Christ and a business leader to me, and I'm just so thankful for her in my life. She is taking a little bit of time away on a vacation with her family, which we all need to do, and I just feel honored that she would ask me to sit in this chair for her this morning. We're going to do a Bible study out of the book of Lamentations, so if you'd like to follow along in your Bible, you can grab that before we get started, Lamentations chapter 3, and then we will be praying at the end. And I'm just believing that God is going to speak to all of us this morning. So I want to just open up with a little bit of prayer. Father, we're so thankful and so grateful to you for the great love and mercy that you show us every day. We thank you, Father, that you have called us to this time, to this place, that you have a word for us, and that you have a desire to reach into the very depths of our lives. Lord, that you're not a God who sits up on high and watches things, but that you are a God who is intimately acquainted with every situation that we are living through today and every day, and that you have a desire to interact with us and to walk with us, to speak with us, and to touch our lives. And Lord, that you desire to use us to minister to others in this earth. So, Father, we thank you that what we hear today will transform us to be even closer followers of Christ, and that we will be able to speak your life to others as we go through this day. And, Father, we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I am a lover of the Word of God. I hope that you are. I'm sure that you are. We are going to be talking about Lamentations chapter 3. And this book was written by Jeremiah the prophet. It is one of those, if you hear the word Lamentations, it's like, wow, it must be a sad book. It must have a lot of lamenting going on in there. And it does. Jeremiah is crying out in a shorter way than he does in the book of Jeremiah that talks about his wife and all that goes on. But he's talking about, just in a capsuled way, the way things were going in the nation of Israel. And if you read in the first part of Lamentations, he starts off saying, and I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, just for reference. Jeremiah says in verse 1 of chapter 3, I am the one who has seen the afflictions that come from the rod of the Lord's anger. So that sets the tone right away for the book of Lamentations. And Jeremiah is talking about all of these things that he's gone through. And if you haven't read the book of Jeremiah, it's pretty intense. You know, he ends up thrown in a pit. His friends don't help him. His family deserts him. His nation is under judgment because of their rebellion against God. It is a horrible time. God is using Jeremiah to call the nation back to himself. And in the process, what happens is that the people rebel against Jeremiah. Jeremiah wasn't somebody who wanted to be really used by God or called by God. He wanted to be just kind of left alone. But it says in the first part of the book of Jeremiah that God had called him from his youth and had chosen him as a messenger. And, you know, sometimes we find ourselves in situations we're really not that excited about, right? We're not too happy about what life seems to have thrown us. And Jeremiah talks about in the first part of the chapter saying, you know, God, you set me up like a target. You did this to me, and you set me up, and you called me, and you made me be your own, and then you made sure all the people turned against me, and you told me they would turn against me, but here I am, still trying to be your man. And sometimes when we find ourselves in that position, we can get really angry with God. and then get really upset. And Jeremiah could have been a person that let his disappointment turn him against God. But if you look in Jeremiah chapter 3 in verse 21, starting in verse 19, he says, "The thought of my suffering and homelessness is bitter beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss." And in verse 21, he says, "Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The unfailing love of the Lord never ends. By his mercies we have been kept from complete destruction. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each day. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him." You know, Jeremiah had lost everything. His home and homeland, his family, respect and honor, his health, his influence. He'd lost any way to earn income to support himself. But even though he knows this is because he took a stand for the Lord, he does not give up standing for God. He does not give up taking his place as a prophet to the nation of Israel, because he ultimately knows that his only hope and his nation's only hope is in the hands, but even more importantly, it's in the heart of God. Now, some of you on the call today know me, and some of you don't. And you may, for those of you who don't, I want to just tell you just a tiny bit of my story, because you may wonder, what right do I have to talk about being in a position to lose everything and to come to you and tell you today, hey, hang on there, it's going to be great. You know, whenever you're standing in a place where life is all good and great, and you're telling people, hey, you know, it's going to be okay, chin up, we can do this. If your heart is breaking, it's hard to take that from people. You know, and Proverbs even talks about that, you know, somebody who comes in with a happy, excited word when your heart is broken, it's, disgusting and disappointing to us. Well, just to tell a little bit of my personal story, I'll tell you a bit of my business story in a minute, but my personal story is that for the last couple of years, my husband has been fighting cancer. And, you know, I can remember prior to that, my mother would call and say, how are you doing? And I'd say, Mom, you don't have to worry about us. Everything's great. Richard's job is great. Our health is great. Our kids are great. Everything's great. And then one day my husband called, and he wasn't great anymore. He had come home. He was an over-the-road truck driver. He called and said, Donnie, you need to come pick me up. Something's wrong. And his arm was broken, and he had cancer. And that was just over 2 years ago. And so from that day forward, everything changed for us. And we began to press into God even more. We began to speak his word more consistently. We began to pray more diligently. We began to take communion on a daily basis and declare the promises of God over Richard's body. Now, would we have loved it if we had just awakened one morning and there was Richard all well and healed and everything was fabulous, like we believed the word of God said could happen? Of course we would. But, you know, that hasn't been our reality. And it's been tough sometimes. But we have been like Jeremiah in this and said, the Lord is our inheritance, therefore we will hope in him. And even though we grieve over the things that we have lost, we dare to hope when we remember that his mercies are new every morning. You know, Jeremiah knew that ultimately that the love of God is what restores and delivers people. And in this time before the complete and total sacrifice of Jesus had been accomplished on the cross, there was only one thing that could happen for people, and they had to bear the weight and the penalty of the punishment. And God was great in that he gave them the Day of Atonement and he gave them sacrifices, but those weren't a once-for-all answer. And so the penalty and punishment for the rebellion was consistently upon them. But there was a day that Jeremiah knew that the heart of God would triumph over that. In fact, we know in James chapter 2, verse 13, it says that mercy triumphs over judgment. And Jeremiah lived knowing that God is a merciful God, and that what was happening in his nation was ultimately for the good of that nation. And so he looked forward to the day when the punishment of sin would be laid on the back of Jesus, because we know that Jesus is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. And Jeremiah was one of the prophets that continually called the nation back to God for that. It says in Romans 2, 4, that God's kindness leads us to repentance. You know, sometimes we can see things going around us and we can say, well, you know, God must be punishing me. The Lord must be punishing my loved one. But I just want to tell you, Jesus took the punishment for us. He bore the weight of the sin. He bore the weight of the curse. Today we can come to the cross confidently and boldly. We don't have to go in with our head down and our heart afraid that our God has a big hammer ready to smack us in the head and to call us into punishment because we had a thought that wasn't exactly right, or we did something that wasn't just exactly right, because our God loves us and his desire is to draw us near to him. If you're on this call today and you haven't already gone through a time when you feel and believe that you've lost everything, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you probably will, because that's just how life is. We live in a world that is still being overrun by wickedness and darkness and deception. And sometimes, you know, bad things happen to good people. They just do. It's disappointing. You see people that you love, that are good people, that are kind and caring people, and you see things happen to them and you don't understand why. And it's just because we live in a world that is fallen. You know, sometimes we feel like everything is conspiring against us to bring us to failure and defeat in our personal lives and in our business lives. I've been in, worked for myself for over 10 years, and I wish that I could tell you that I am walking the millionaire road, but I'm not. I've had ups and downs. I've had days where things were great. I was in party plan for a long time. I was in direct marketing, multi-level marketing for a while. And I wish I could tell you that I put my hand on something and it turned to gold. You know what? Sometimes it works great and sometimes it doesn't. It just happens. You know, you're in a party plan business and you are set. Your month looks great. You've got all your parties booked. You've got your hostesses coached. You've done everything perfectly right. And one after one, they call and cancel. What do you do? Well, you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision whether to continue on in the power of our God, or you have to make a decision to put your head down and quit. And sometimes we quit, and sometimes we go forward. But in our business, we have to believe that God's desire is to make us prosperous. It says in the Bible also that he has given us power to create wealth. He's given us ideas. He's given us resources. He's put within us all that we need to draw from his storehouse of wisdom to pick us up, put us back on the path, and to walk forward again. Jeremiah tells us that God's mercies are fresh and new every single morning. Wow, I don't know about you, but that makes me so thrilled. It also tells us in Psalm 121, verse 4, that God never sleeps or slumbers. So you know what? That new morning is for us. There's something about whenever you are in bed late at night and you're tossing and turning, maybe you're worried about a loved one, maybe you're worried about what's going on at work, maybe you're worried about what's going on in business, you're tossing, you're turning, you're wondering, you're worrying. But you know what? Those first little streaks of dawn come, and there is a hope that can come up inside of you because a new day has come. The sun is up over the horizon. This is a new opportunity for us. His mercies are new every morning. His grace, his favor, his abundance is new every morning. Maybe today is the day that things will be better for you. You know, they can turn in an instant. One word from God can change anything. Today, the good report can comfort you. Today, the finances can be released for you. Today, God's mercy will triumph, and his steadfast love will break through all of our fear and all of our frustration. We have the confidence of 1 John 4:10 that says, in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. So wherever you find yourself and however you find yourself this morning, there's something you can hold on to. That the love, the mercy, the kindness, the goodness of God is working in and on your behalf. And he has one desire for you today, and that is that you draw nearer to him. He wants to give you victory over the things that have been sent by the world and sent by the devil to destroy you. He is working in your behalf. He is that voice in your ear saying, hey, hey, walk this way. Here's the light on your path. Just keep your eyes on it. Keep your eyes on my word and on my path and on my heart that is for your good and not for evil, because you have to remember that Jeremiah is also the one who gave us the word that is so quoted that we hang on to, that God is for us and not against us. That God has a future and a hope for good and not for evil, not for your destruction, but for your good. So today I hope that you will understand that no matter how dark things feel for you right now, no matter how separated you feel from anything good, you may have awakened this morning and thought, I just don't know how I'm going to go on today. It's just so hard. It's just so hard. My body hurts. Or maybe your heart hurts. Or maybe you got really bad news this weekend and you've got to deal with it today. You don't know what you're going to do. I want to let you know that God is for you. And that you can remember with everything that's within you that the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each and every morning. So say to yourself, say, soul, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. Father, we're so thankful to you that no matter where our life goes and no matter what's happening, you are for us. And so, Lord, for those who have sent in prayer requests this morning, I just want to lift them up before you, that for everyone that's on the call right now, Lord, and for everyone who's listening to this recording, I just thank you that when we come to you in confident assurance, knowing that we have asked things according to your word and according to your will, your word says that we have those things that we've asked of you. So, Lord, first thing this morning, I want to just say to those things that are standing in the way of your people to be gone, to step aside, to mountain, be thrown into the sea. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who goes before us and you are the one who stands guard over us from behind. But all we have to do is look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We keep hold of your word. We keep hold of your promises. Father, for Cheryl this morning, we thank you that you give guidance to her and that you just show her what you have for her path, Lord. We thank you that you are leading and directing every one of her steps. And that she knows this morning, in the very core of her being, that you are speaking wisdom into her life and that she will know exactly what to do and exactly when to do it. We ask you, Lord, for Terry, that you manifest your presence in her life, giving her patience today and wisdom and creative ways to be able to bless and encourage her grandchildren. As her son is in Afghanistan and her heart is always halfway there, Lord, thinking about him and holding on to him. Lord, I just thank you that you have a promise for her in your word, that you bring our children back from the foreign lands and that you bring them back and restore them, Lord, whether that means that our children are separated from you by foreign thoughts or whether they're across the world, Lord. I just thank you that you gave me that promise for Monty and that, Lord, I've seen him restored back home again. Lord, we just ask for your protection over him. Lord, I just ask you that nothing exciting would happen to her son in Afghanistan, that he would just be so bored because he would be so protected. Lord, I know that that's what you did for Monty, and you said nothing good ever happened. We were just always had to just kind of hang out. So, Lord, I just ask you for Terry's son that nothing too exciting happens to him. Great memories, but nothing too exciting. Lord, we ask for Bonnie, that you would manifest your healing in her back this morning and that you would just bring total strength and healing into her entire body. Lord, she has things she needs to do. She doesn't need to be going to bed because of pain. So, Lord, we just ask that the power of your word and the power of your life and the blood of Jesus would be applied to her health and to her situation, and that she would find even in this day that the healing that she needs and her body would come to her and her back would be made strong. Father, we thank you for Becky and for her life for you and how you have used her so mightily. And we ask a special prayer over her and her household today that you would bring a rest and resourcefulness and renewal into her mind and into her body and into her spirit. And as she returns next week, that she would have a fresh word from you. And Lord, not only for those who listen in on the call, but for those who are associated with her and for her family, that there would be new life and new guidance and new resources given into them. Father, we thank you that your word is true. Let every man be a liar. No matter what anyone says against us today, against your word, Lord, let us be able to say our hope is in God. We know that God is making a way for us when there seems to be no way. We love you and we thank you for the privilege. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So everyone that's on the call today, I just hope that you have an incredible day. Thank you so much for spending time with me this morning. If this has been a blessing, please be sure and let Becky know. And I'm just so thankful that you would join me this morning. And go with the Lord and have an incredible day. Goodbye, everybody.